This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The evacuation of citizens and refugees from Gaza's Rafah continued on Friday as the city and nearby areas grow ever more dangerous. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
About 110,000 people at least have fled the southern Gaza city as heavy fighting between Israeli troops and Palestinian militants on the city's outskirts leaves aid crossings inaccessible. Hassim Abdin, a Rafah resident, says we have to evacuate, but we don't know where we're going to go. We can suddenly find a tank in the middle of the city and we don't know anything about it. A UN official says food and fuel supplies are growing critically low. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The UN General Assembly has voted by a wide margin to grant new, quote, rights and privileges to Palestine and has called on the Security Council to favorably reconsider its request to become the 194th member of the United Nations. The 193-member world body approved the Arab and Palestinian-sponsored resolution on Friday by a vote of 143-9 with 25 abstentions. Pro-Palestinian protesters on U.S. college campuses are demanding financial transparency, but it's proving not to be simple. AP correspondent Donna Water has more.
We will not stop. We will not rest. It's
on Thursday, UCLA faculty and staff held a campus rally calling for the school to disclose its investments and to divest from all military weapons production companies. When it comes to divesting, most colleges are holding firm, saying their investments provide financial aid for future generations and should be protected from politics. And universities say much of endowments is often held in investment funds that bundle assets together, so it's hard to trace exactly where the money goes. I'm Donna Water.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Chad's election results are being disputed. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Chad's interim president, Mahamat Idriss Deby, has been declared winner of the country's May the 6th election. And that's even as his main challenger said that he had won. Suksei Mazra has called on the security forces and his supporters to oppose what he described as an attempt to steal the vote. Chad's junta has become the first of several coup-hit countries in West and Central Africa to stage a return to constitutional rule via the ballot box. Analysts had widely predicted that Deby, who seized power after rebels killed his long-ruling father in April 2021, would win. However, Mazra, an opposition leader turned prime minister, had drawn larger-than-expected crowds on the campaign trail.
David Doyle from Reuters. A new Biden administration rule aims to speed up asylum processing at the southern border, enabling it to quickly reject a limited group of people believed to have committed serious crimes or who have terrorist links. The change announced Thursday comes during an election year when immigration is a key issue. Under current law, certain mandatory bars make people ineligible for asylum, for example, if they've been convicted of a serious crime. But a judge makes the final determination on whether the person qualifies for asylum, and that process can take years. The new rule gives asylum officers interviewing migrants days after they've arrived in the country power to consider that criminal history in deciding whether to remove someone. The Philippines National Security Advisor called for Chinese diplomats to be expelled on Friday over an alleged leaked phone conversation. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
A news report surfaced this week of the alleged leak of a call between a Chinese diplomat and a Filipino admiral discussing a dispute over the South China Sea. It carried a transcript that showed the admiral agreeing to concessions with China, including notifying Beijing about missions to the disputed Second Thomas Shoal in advance. The two countries have been embroiled in heated standoffs in disputed areas of the South China Sea as the Philippines, emboldened by the United States and other allies' support, steps up activities in waters occupied by China's vast coast guard.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. Authorities in Argentina say at least 90 people were injured in Buenos Aires when a passenger train struck an empty boxcar on the track and derailed. It was a rare collision that has fueled questions about basic safety. The train was on its way from Buenos Aires to the northern suburbs when it was derailed around 10:30 a.m. on a bridge in the trendy neighborhood of Palermo. Authorities say it was not immediately clear why the empty boxcar had been on the rails. Dozens of injured people were treated at the scene and taken to hospitals, at least two by helicopter, with chest trauma and broken bones. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.